Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Joy Powers. Cellist Robert Cohen joins us every month to talk about the life of a working classical musician. It's a segment that we call On That Note with Robert Cohen.
This month, Robert is preparing for a series of concerts, and he's revisiting a piece of music he hasn't played in a long time. And it turns out that relearning it is an interesting process. Hi, Robert. It's great to speak with you again.
Lovely to hear you too, Bonnie.
You're back in London and practicing, I'm assuming, for a number of concerts coming up. What's happening in your concert world?
Well, I'm just about to go and play a recital in England in the Lake District. And then following that, I'm going off to China. But the Lake District recital is my focus right now, particularly because I'm playing a piece that I haven't played for at least 25 years. You could say a quarter of a century if you want to be cruel. it's really fascinating coming back to kind of relearn a piece that I haven't barely even thought about for all of that time.
Well, and so my question is maybe I'm jumping the gun here, but why do musicians leave pieces of music behind? Do you feel that you outgrow them? Do you just get bored with them? What happens?
Well, I think both of those things. And also in this particular case, there was, I think, a stronger reason, because this is a piece written by a composer who I knew, I studied composition with when I was at college, and called Buxton Orr, quite a famous name in this country. And he wrote a Carmen fantasy based on Bizet's Carmen opera for me, which we kind of spent quite a bit of time together working on it. And it's a highly virtuosic piece of music for cello and piano, or cello and orchestra. And in those days, I think I played it quite a few times. It was very exciting and very challenging. And I also played it with orchestra. And on one occasion, that was for a BBC radio program that was focused on my father, actually. It was a program of sort of reflecting on his life. And he decided to ask me to play this Carmen fantasy with the orchestra that he was going to conduct. And while we were recording this in the studio, my father collapsed in the middle of the recording.
Oh.
And it was really, really a terribly shocking moment. And of course, we stopped and left it, really. And that was the last time I played that piece for 25 years. And so, of course, there are so many things that, you know, you attach to your memories of a piece of music. And that was, you know, a very shocking and disturbing one. He did recover, so that was fine. Maybe, you know, I should have gone back to playing the piece. But somehow I did leave it. And now revisiting and relearning it, I'm kind of astonished by the things that my body remembers. I mean, you know, they talk about muscle memory, you know, and you know, how do you even walk if you just without thinking about it, your body just takes you there. But when in my teaching of memorizing music, I'm always saying that, you know, it comes from your subconscious and your reflexes. Your brain tells your fingers where to play on the cello and tells you it's not as though it's all automatically happening. But at the same time, when you come back to a piece like this after so long, suddenly find that your hands want to do things that you're just surprised that they remember doing. And in fact, I did make some alterations to the music with the composer in preparation for it being published. And although I didn't go on and perform it with those corrections, now when I see those corrections in the music, my hands just don't want to do it. You know, they really
oh,
want
because
to go
you,
back to the old
yeah,
way.
Yeah, you did it the old way, the first way.
And my ear wants me to leads me to do those things as well. And on top of that, also, I played it at the time. It was the time that I had Stradivarius cello, and there were some things that the cello was particularly beautiful for, that I said to the composer, oh, can we make sure that we include these certain kind of sounds, because I love them on the cello. So that was connected with that cello. Now I'm playing a different cello, and it feels quite different again. I shouldn't really be surprised by these things, but I think the fact that it's been so long that I am almost bowled over by the fact that my brain and my body and my hands and everything is just so key to do certain things, and now I've got to do it differently.
You have to literally start as a beginner again.
Yeah, and of course, whenever one revisits music, I always want to delve further into it and discover new things, and you feel that you have greater insight having performed it. You can, you know, you've understood the reaction of the audience. You've understood how you felt performing the music, the flow of the music, the way it feels on stage, which is quite different from in your practice room. So you learn from that experience. And then when you go to prepare it for the next concert, you feel enlightened by that. And so you approach things in a sort of more precise manner and a more informed way, so that you feel that you're growing as time goes by. But this experience of leaving something for so long is definitely a surprising one for me. And of course, I'm looking at how I can play the music more beautifully, because that's my intention. But I'm slightly battling with my own brain.
And your own body reflexes, yeah.
Yes.
You know, you're talking about being surprised, even though you shouldn't be, at remembering something from so long ago. I think ask anyone about songs from their childhood or their youth, and you put it on, and everybody all of a sudden remembers lyrics that you had no idea you had there. You know, that there, you know, I can start, if you put something on from the late 60s for me, that from popular music, I mean, I will start singing along, and I hadn't even thought about the song. And I think maybe that same sort of thing is happening here. I mean, does that make sense?
Yes. I mean, and it is astonishing, isn't it, how much we really do remember, and along with that, all the memories. I mean, of course, when you think of those songs, you probably think of the moments or the time or the feeling you had, or, you know, perhaps it makes you feel the age you were when you first listened to it.
So when a musician goes back to something that you left for whatever reason any number of years ago, and you return to it, and say you left it because you were tired of it at the time. He's like, I feel like I can't find anything new to say in here. And now 25 years later, you pull it out again. How do you approach it so that you can kind of get out of your own way and see if there is anything new that you can find 25 years later?
Well, I think that fortunately, as you grow older, you find new ways of approaching music generally. You know, you find perhaps that you have a greater ability to focus on the things that you like, and maybe find the things you like in music more easily. One is less concerned about yourself, and more innately able to pick up on your instincts. I think when you're younger, your instincts are very strong, but there's a lot going on in your head to make sure that, you know, you're doing things the way you feel you should, and you're more self-conscious about your ideas. And as you grow older, just like, you know, we talk about elderly people sometimes just speaking their minds, and they just really don't worry about it. And I think it's the same feeling when you're older. Hopefully I'm not elderly yet, but older.
If you are, Robert, I am as well. And so we're not.
Okay. No, we're not.
We're not.
We're just mature enough.
There we go.
To be able to say, I can immediately see what's going on, and I allow myself to have those feelings and not to think, well, are they acceptable? Does it work? But just literally to go with the flow. Mm-hmm. And I think once you expose those feelings about a piece of music, you know, sometimes you discover that actually that, you know, it really is something that you can get interested in, even if, you know, all those years ago you did get bored with it. So I think that you do find more quickly and more ably the things that fascinate you, and perhaps your respect for the composer also is kind of heightened by the greater knowledge of how you approach music and how you're then going to perform it.
So have you discovered anything new and exciting about this piece?
I've rediscovered how incredibly difficult it is to play. But new things, I think I'm naturally just find more emotion in the melodies, more excitement in the dramatic things. And, you know, I'm not so worried about things as perhaps I was 25 years ago. So I'm just enjoying it more, really. I think the challenge is still there, kind of technically, and I'm hope that, you know, I'm still up to it. In some respects, actually, there are some things that I'm thinking, well, why was I worrying about those passages before? Why was I so worried about those? They're now quite comfortable in a way. So that's really nice. That's the kind of discoveries that maybe my understanding of technique and how to play the cello has become more, simple in a way, pure. And so I'm able to just manage things in a way that I remember us talking about, you know, you have to get out of your own way, don't mm-hmm. you, sometimes?
Yep.
And I think now I feel, you know, that I can do that more easily. So the particularly demanding things, I think I have less stress with those. That's quite a nice discovery.
It is. And of course, having less stress means that it's just going to be easier to do all the way around. So does this piece have a place in your regular repertoire again, or is this a one-off?
Well, let's see how it goes, shall we?
All right. You'll have to report back.
I think the idea is yes. My answer is yes, but, you know.
It's a qualified yes.
Exactly.
Well, best of luck with it, Robert. I'm looking forward to hearing how it went the next time we speak, and best of luck in China as well.
Thank you very much, Bonnie. Great to speak to you.
Lake Effect contributor Robert Cohen is the cellist for the Milwaukee-based Fine Arts Quartet. He joins us every month to talk about the life of a working classical musician in a segment called On That Note.